Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Parents with kids who play sports usually worry about injuries, not dangerous microbes. Yet a new report urges parents and schools to help prevent a spread of infections among young athletes.
In the U.S., about 60% of students between ages 5 and 18 play sports. That's about 36 million children who could benefit from a sports hygiene talk with their doctor during an annual physical.
Kids should avoid sharing water bottles and equipment, but microbes also lurk in showers, locker rooms, gym mats, towels, and gym equipment. Plus, close contact sports such as wrestling or rugby or even basketball can transfer microbes.
In fact, two herpes virus diseases named after sports are called herpes gladiatorum and herpes rugbyorum. They're caused by the same virus that causes cold sores.
Once a person is infected, this virus sets up a silent infection in the nerves and can reactivate, causing new skin infections at the same spot.
Much more alarming are community-acquired methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, which can become life-threatening. They start with painful red bumps that can become deep, painful abscesses requiring surgery. The bacteria can also enter the bloodstream, infecting bones, joints, heart valves, and lungs.
That's why athletes with skin lesions should be examined by a doctor, and coaches should follow precautions with blood and other bodily fluids.
Protect kids by keeping their immunizations current, including their annual flu shots and the meningitis vaccine. Make sure they wash their hands after a match, and the facility equipment should be regularly sanitized to protect our young athletes.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.